This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 16th, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Well, I want to welcome everyone to this, the first public meeting of the Federal Election Commission for 2014, an election year. Without objection, I want to take just a moment of personal privilege. I just want to say that 2014 promises to be an exciting year. It is an election year. The election's fast approaching, and we have several important priorities ahead of us in 2014. Among the priorities that we intend to address, we are working on a new information technology system to improve the functionality and security of the information technology system here at the FEC. And although he can't be with us here today because he's preparing for other things, I want to thank Mr. Palmer for leading that effort. At the core of our mission is the collection of voluminous amounts of campaign finance data and dissemination of that data to the public. And we are committed to fulfilling that mission effectively. As a corollary to the improvement of our IT system, Vice Chair Ravel and I have launched an initiative here at the Commission to improve the data dissemination on our website. This will be probably take over a year to do, and we intend to involve the public in that process by taking in public comment so that the public can tell us how they want to be presented the data that we collect. And Vice Chair Ravel will take this gavel next year and see that effort to a conclusion. We have challenges inside the building, and we want to take care of those. The most important will be the rebuilding of our reports analysis division and the clearing up of a backlog of reporting pages, and so that we can fulfill our mission to provide the regulated community and the committees who come before us timely reaction to the reports that they file, so that problems embedded in their reports do not compound themselves over time. We also want to continue to prod and shape the mission of our reports analysis division to put compliance and advice to the regulated treasurers who come before them to be as important as finding errors in their reports after the fact. So we're going to continue to build on the mission of the reports analysis division. We're going to continue and redouble our efforts to emphasize compliance, compliance seminars and conferences and webinars to help the regulated community and the citizens who come before us comply with the law. There was some press here today. I would ask for your assistance in doing that. We have an upcoming conference in Tampa, Florida on February 11 and 12. To the extent you can include any comment about that upcoming conference in your press reports, that would be helpful to us. Along those lines, a refrain in all comments I'll be making, the FEC has a very helpful and hidden gem in this building. It's called the Helpline. When I was on private practice, I used it quite often. So one refrain, I'll maybe sound a little bit like Jerry Brown in his last presidential run, 1-800-424-9530. And I encourage all citizens to make use of that helpline, because there's some experts in this building, and they will share their expertise with you if you call that line. Looking ahead, we have challenges as a commission to clarify our rules, to update our regulations and our reporting forms, and to make our enforcement procedures as fair as possible to the good citizens whose democratic activities come before us. And as the election season progresses, I expect we'll see an increasing number of requests for legal guidance of the commission in the form of advisory opinions, and we will endeavor to provide clear and prompt responses to those requests. Our overriding goal here, as I see it, must be to avoid the deterrence of the exercise of First Amendment rights, and to encourage the exercise of those profoundly important rights by American citizens. Another important priority that I want to emphasize today as I take the gavel is our agency's commitment and my personal commitment to the principles of fairness, equality, and fundamental human decency in our workplace. So today I am reaffirming those principles by signing the 2014 FEC policy statement on non-discrimination and equal employment opportunity, which reminds all of us here of our obligations to each other, to treat each other with mutual respect and a sense of humanity. When we walk in the door each day, we should all feel confident that our work will be judged on its merits and on our efforts, and that we will work in a hospitable place free of discrimination. This is important not just because it is the legal thing to do, but because it is the right thing to do. I will ask Kevin Sally, who heads our office that protects these important American values, to disseminate this statement on non-discrimination to all FEC employees and contractors. And I will ask our secretary to include a copy of the text of this statement in the minutes of this meeting. As we consider the decency we owe each other, it bears noting that we lost one of our colleagues to illness last week, Tyvese Holmes. Tyvese processed disclosure filings in our information division downstairs, and she served at this commission for over 22 years. I met Tyvese, and I can tell you she was an expert in the work that she did and very committed to it. She came to work on a Friday, and early the next week, she was no longer with us. And so it reminds all of us to treat each other with respect and decency while we're here. So let's commit ourselves to working together collegially in service to the American people and in service to their exercise of First Amendment rights, as well as their right to a clean, democratic process. I look forward to working with Vice Chair Ravel this year and my fellow commissioners and the dedicated and experienced staff of the FEC to meet these important objectives. Thank you. Mr. Sally, I'm going to sign this. ...2014 Federal Election Commission Policy Statement on Non-Discrimination and Equal Employment Opportunity. I'll ask you to take it, and I want to thank you for the good work you and your office do on behalf of the good people here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Proceeding to the agenda, Vice Chair, do we have any motions for late arriving documents?
I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda item 14-7, notice of interpretive rule on reporting nationwide independent expenditures in presidential primary elections, drafts A, B, and C, and agenda item 14-8, meeting dates for the months of February through September 2014.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. No opposed. Record reflect there was a unanimous vote, 6-0. Okay, the first item on today's agenda is the approval of the minutes for December 3rd and 5th, 2013. Madam Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
I do. I move to adopt agenda document numbers 14-1 and 14-2, minutes for the open sessions held on December 5th, 2013, and December 17th, 2013.
Pardon me. I believe the correct number is 14-1-A and 14-2-A.
Mistakes already.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The motion is so amended. All those in, is there any comment?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 6-0.